Good evening, this is Rabbi Ellie Welsberger from Young Israel Pesei Clifton, and we're continuing our Daf HaShavua Insights into the Daf series for the Young Israel Pesei Clifton. And tonight we have the pleasure and the privilege of beginning a new Masechta. We're going to be starting Maseches Chagiga Be'ezus Hashem, and we're going to begin. The topic of the shiur is, what exactly is Mitzvah HaRe'iyah? So the Gemara tells us, or the Mishnah starts out, actually the Mishnah tells us in the beginning of the Masechta, on the beginning of Daf Beis Mabeis, HaKol Chayovim B'Re'iyah, Chutz Mi'Cheresh, Shota V'Katan, Tumtum, Androgynous, Noshim, V'Avadim, Sheinam, B'Shukhorim, Chigir, Suma, Chola, Sokein, Misha Yoch, Enu Yoch, Lailos, Beragwa. The Gemara mentions that there are a numerous amount of people that are Chayav in this Mitzvah of Re'iyah, and there are a number of people who are Potter or exempt from this Mitzvah of Re'iyah. The Gemara then starts off, HaKol Asuyamai. The Gemara comes up and says, so what is the word? And it says, HaKol, everybody is included in this mitzvah also. Who does this HaKol come to include? So we see that there's another group of people that are included. So the only question that we're left with, or the first question that we're left with, is what exactly is this Mitzvah Sariya? Riya means appearing before the Beis HaMikdash, appearing in the Beis HaMikdash on Shalosh Regalim. That's what we're going to be speaking about. And Chagiga is going to be speaking about the different korbanos that are brought throughout this Yontif period. The question is, what exactly is Riya? So Rashi starts out, and Rashi gives us a meaning. What does Rashi tell us? The first Rashi in the Masechta tell us, HaKol Chayovim B'Riya. Rashi says, B'mitzas Riya's Kol Zechurecha. The mitzah, or the appearance of all of the appearance of all your males, shetzrichim lihisraos ba'azor baregel, and that tells you that each of them has to appear on Yantif in the Beis HaMikdash. Which, if we're taking a look at the meaning of this Rashi, so basically using this explanation of Rashi and sticking it into the Mishnah read as following: Hakol chayavim biriyah. Everybody is obligated to attend, to travel to the Beis HaMikdash on Yantif. Chutz Mi'Cheresh, Shota V'Katan, and all the entire list. However, Tosos comes, and Tosos brings a number of rayas to this, a number of proofs to this, including the end of the Mishnah. Let's look at the end of the Mishnah, where Tosos is going to bring a number of questions against this opinion of Rashi. And Tosos alludes to Machlokas at the end of the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, Beishami Omrim Hariya Shtei Chesef V'Chagiga Ma Kesef. The Riya, the korban which is considered to be Riya, as Rashi tells us, Godol Haba Lehiros Sarach L'Havi Ola. A Godol, somebody who's over Bar Mitzvah who does this Mitzvah of Riya, has to bring along with Ola. And what happens? Beishami says that the amount that has to be given is 2 Kesef. V'chagiga of ma kesef, v'sivu omrim hariya ma kesef, v'chagiga shtei kesef. Just an aside, Mishnah Peya tells us, elu devarim she'en lehem shir ha'peya v'bikurim v'haraya, gmilus chasadim esal matoro. There are certain things that minatoro, there is no shir. And we see this machlokas v'sivu b'sham, I tell you that there is a certain shir on a derabbanan level that you have to bring this korban al kopanim. What comes out from here is, as Tosos asks, in the Tosos, and the fact of the matter is that the Gemara says there's a machlokas between Re'iyah. There's a machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai by Re'iyah, which is clearly speaking about a korban. Clearly, it can't just be speaking about making an appearance in the Beis HaMikdash. And that's why, if you look at the Tosos, Daf Beis and Aleph, the first Tosos in the Masechta, we quote Rabbeinu Tam, and Tosos tells us, approximately one line down from the second line of the Mishnah, one line behind the box, Al Karchach near the Rabbeinu Tam, therefore it appears to Rabbeinu Tam, the Masnisin Mari Bekarban Uva Azara, that the Mishnah is not just telling you about, the Mishnah is not just telling us about appearing in the Beis HaMikdash, it tells us Korban and Azara. It tells you when it says Re'iyah, that term Re'iyah refers to bringing the different korbanos on Yontif, in this case specifically the Olas Re'iyah. In addition, it also tells us about the idea of bringing a korban. So not only do you have to appear in the Beis HaMikdash to be Benkayim, the Mitzvah of Re'iyah, you also have to bring a korban. Interestingly, Tosos continues and says, "V'Rashi dinakat b'ri'yas ponim ba'azara." Rashi, when he mentions ri'ya, means literally that you're peering in, your face appears in the azara. So nakat chada demashmetrei. It mentioning one, but really the implication of Rashi is both. Not only is when the Mishnah refers to ri'ya, is it speaking about the physical appearing in the Beis HaMikdash, but it also refers to offering the karbonos, ulefetura dechuldu asa, and it comes to exclude all of them from the mitzvah, meaning they're pater from both aspects. Te'av b'riyas ponim ba'azara petiri, that these people are pater from appearing in the Beis HaMikdash. V'chol shekein, and certainly do they not have, they don't have to bring a carbon as well. So you see over here from this Rashi, and you see over here from this Tosos, that there are clearly two aspects to this mitzvah of Re'iyah. One, namely, the mitzvah of appearing in the Beis HaMikdash, and number two, the mitzvah of bringing the carbonos. It seems like we have two separate mitzvahs. It's actually interesting that when Tosos brings down the name of Rabbeinu Tam, the explanation of what Re'iyah is, Tosos says the Mesbiena Keich Karchach Nira the Rabbeinu Tam to Masnisin Mari Bekarban Uve Azara. Interestingly, the Karban is mentioned before the Azara. Right? The mitzvah of bringing the Karban is mentioned before appearing in the Beis HaMikdash. One might think that in a sequential order, this is out of a chronological order, this is out of sequence, out of chronology, because obviously one has to appear in the Beis HaMikdash before they bring the korban. We'll get back to that in a little bit, but what the possible significance is for that. Be as it may, both Rashi and Tosos say that there are two separate mitzvos. The Tosos happen to quote the Yerushalmi, and when Tosos quoted the Yerushalmi in the questions that were raised up in Rashi, Tosos said the following idea: the order Minam Yerushalmi Rish Michilton, Bamed Devar Murim Berias Korban. When the Mishnah speaks about, Hakol Chayvim Beriya, so that's speaking about bringing a korban. Aval Beriyas Ponim Ba'Azara Hakol Chayvim Kemo Behakel Anoshim VeHanoshim VeHataf. When it comes to the actual Re'iyah, the actual appearance, everybody is chayav, men, women, and children, and that's learned out from Gzeirah Shavah Hakel. This one already on Daf Gimel, we already have comparisons between Hakel and the mitzvah of Re'iyah. So Tosos tells us actually they're two separate mitzvahs, and to the point where when the Mishnah is speaking about Hakol Chayavin Chutz, that's only speaking about the korban, but when it's the actual appearing in the Beis HaMikdash, or the actual appearing in the Beis HaMikdash, that is something that everybody has to do. So already you see a difference between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. The Bavli telling us that the Petur extends to both the Re'iyah and to the korban, while the Yerushalmi is telling us that the Petur is only going to extend to the korban, but as far as the actual physical Re'iyah is concerned, the physical Re'iyah has to be done by everybody. If you take a look, the Rambam also has a Shita, and the Rambam Shita needs a little bit of explanation. The Rambam found in the Hilchos Chagiga Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph tells us the following: Ha'ri'iyah ha'amura b'torahi, the mitzvah of Ri'iyah that's mentioned in the Torah is the following: Shenir upon a bazar b'yom tov harishah shel chag, that a person appears in the Beis HaMikdash on the first day of Yontif, the Yavi Imo Korban Ola, and he has to bring along with him a Korban Ola, Bein Min Ha'Of, Bein Min Ha'Behema. I'm not going to get into the distinction over there, but here's the fascinating point. Umishabara La'azara B'Yom Rishon V'Lo Hevi Ola, if somebody comes to the Beis HaMikdash on the first day of Yontif, and he does not bring an Ola with him, Lo Dayo Shalo Asa Mitzvah Sase, forget about the fact that he has been mevatel an aseh. But more so, ela over halos aseh, shenemar lo yiro panay rekam. he's also in violation of a mitzvah, lo saseh, you may not appear before me without any korbanos. So the Rambam is telling us, what the Rambam is telling us is that not only is korban re'iyah, is the mitzvah of the korban olos re'iyah tied to the mitzvah or an integral part of the mitzvah re'iyah, we're going even further and saying that if a person doesn't bring the korban, not only has it not been mekayim the mitzvah re'iyah, but he's also been over a lav. So without getting into the implications of being over the iser, you take a look at this Rambam, and you have to notice there's a very big difference between the way the Rambam is understanding this and Tosos. On one hand, both the Rambam and Tosos understand that there's a concept of not only appearing in the Beis HaMikdash, but also bringing a korban. But as some of the Achronim, including Sefer Tehillah Yonah, says the following, is that according to the Rambam, there are really two parts of one mitzvah. Really, we're dealing with one mitzvah. What's the one mitzvah? The mitzvah is the mitzvahs of Re'iyah. How do you do the mitzvah of Re'iyah? So we're saying there are two components. There's the component of appearing, and there's also the component of offering the korban. The way Tosos formulates the mitzvah, it doesn't seem to be that way. But rather, Toso says, "Akachach near the Rabbeinu Tam, the Masisin Mari, Bikorban, Uvazar." There are two types of mitzvahs going on over there. There's the mitzvah of Re'iyah, and there's the mitzvah of bringing the Korban. Now, aside from the fact that you have two of these, the difference between Machlokas, Rashi, and Tosos is to whether we consider this to be two parts of one mitzvah or two separate mitzvos. So the truth of the matter is, when I have to ask, well, what's a nafka mina? Okay, it's a very nice lumdish asfara, but is there a practical difference between the two? And there is, I believe there is a nafka mina. It is brought down in the Minchas Chinuch, and the Minchas Chinuch brings down the following situation, the following shaila in Mitzvah Tav Peites. The Minchas Chinuch brings down a case about whether one is able to be mekayim the mitzvah of Olas Re'iyah before Re'iyas Panim. Let's say, for example, a person couldn't get to the Beis HaMikdash on time. Or let's say if a person was there and he didn't bring his korban and he goes home and then he sends a korban afterwards. Would one be able to be mekayim the mitzvah of at least this Olas Re'iyah? So I think it depends on how you view this mitzvah. If we're going to be looking like according to the Rambam, which says that really we're dealing with the mitzvah of Olas Re'iyah, it composes two concepts or two ideas. And the two ideas are both the korban and appearing. And it's actually appearing in the korban. That would be the order that's there. The order being la'akev. According to the Rambam, you wouldn't be able to do this. According to Tosfos, it says you really have two different mitzvos. So because Tosfos says we're dealing with two different mitzvos, it's conceivable that in this case, if a person doesn't appear right away in the beginning but sends his korban, or he appears and forgets to bring his korban, he goes home and he ends up sending his korban afterwards, l'chaoru you would be yotze. And I think we can see that from the Lashon of Tosfos also. Again, this is only my own personal diuk that I'm making, whether it stands or not, that's up to you to judge. But Tosos does point out, again, Al-Karchach Nir Rabbeinu Tam, Demastis Mari, Bekorban Uvi Azar. It mentions both, Korban and Azar. Really, again, if you look at the sequence should really be, Azar should be coming before the Korban, because after all, shouldn't you be appearing in the Beis HaMikdash before you bring the Korban? In fact, when the Rambam formulates the mitzvah, the Rambam specifically says, Hara'iyah hi shenir panav ba'azara b'yom rishon shel chag v'yavi imos ha'korban. So rather, what do we see? We see according to Tosos that there are two different parts, two different halakim, two separate mitzvos, sorry, two different mitzvos, not different parts, two different mitzvos, two different human, and the chiddush of Tosos is that they don't even have to be done at the same time. So to summarize, the mitzvah of ra'iyah that we're speaking about, according to Rashi, Tosos, and the Rambam is not just Re'iyah appearing in the Beis HaMikdash, but rather it's also bringing the Karban. According to Tosfos, according to the Rambam, we're going to be saying that bringing the Karban is a part of that particular mitzvah. Is that the mitzvah has two distinct halakim. Number one, showing up, and number two, bringing the Karban. While Tosfos is going to seem to say that they're two separate mitzvahs, with the nafkamina being, could you do one without the other? According to the Tosfos, yes. Or according to the Rambam, no. This concludes the Chabura on Daf Beis. And we hope to continue Be'ez Hashem next time with Daf Gimel. Until next time, Kol Tov.